Venture sent Robin to find Aunt Jane. "She should hear this too," he explained to Harper. "She is Dr. Stribling's sister." Harper raised a grey eyebrow.
"Quite a family gathering."
"Indeed." Venture offered no further explanation. Instead, he turned to Matt. "Please forgive me. I knew nothing at all of all of this when we spoke yesterday, or I would have told you. I didn't realize you came here to your aunt because he is missing. You must be very worried about him. I'm sorry. Arnold has been a dear friend of mine for many years." Matt nodded, unsure what to say to this. While they waited, he looked round Venture's study, avoiding the man's deep blue gaze. Venture himself was seated behind a large desk made of dark, polished wood. The top of the desk was clear, apart from a computer screen and a large leather-bound notebook. Behind the desk, the wall was shelved from floor to ceiling, and the shelves were packed with books. Two of the other walls were panelled with wood up to about chest height, then shelved. Matt could see DVDs, videotapes, CDs, computer discs. The fourth wall was dominated by a large window that gave out onto the front of the house. Matt could see the black shape of Harper's helicopter standing silhouetted on the lawn, making an impression. Harper himself was sitting in front of the desk, a metal briefcase standing close to his feet. He was a big man, tall and broad-shouldered, but not overweight. He seemed to be composed entirely of greys. His hair was steel grey, his suit was dark grey, his long face seemed somewhere between the two. Even his eyes were a blue grey. His bloodless lips twitched faintly, but whether into the ghost of a smile or a sneer, it was difficult to tell. He angled his chair so he could speak to Matt as well as to Julius Venture. There were a couple of other upright chairs against the wall beside the door. One of them, Matt could see, was hinged at the back, and he guessed it opened out to form a set of library steps. Robin sat on that when she returned with Aunt Jane, who took the slightly larger chair. For Aunt Jane's benefit, Venture introduced Atticus Harper, and they all waited expectantly for him to speak. Sitting in front of the desk, Harper had looked almost like an animated corpse, devoid of colour or much expression. But as he spoke, he seemed to come to life, and Matt saw something of his own father's enthusiasm and excitement rise to the surface. He felt that he understood the man's passion, what drove him, and he found himself caught up in the story and the mystery and the emotion of it all.